You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Big show for you. Great to be back with you. Hope you had a wonderful July 4th, Independence Day. Great weekend. We will have Senator Dave McCormick this hour. And also big announcement, our next Politics and Pints event, which I will announce when I announce it. But it's going to be a big one, and I'm really, really excited about it. So, but the president took questions a short time ago, and I was watching the back and forth. You know, we have these ICE agents who were ambushed. And I'm not surprised by this at all, because the rhetoric from the left is that they're Nazis, they're the Gestapo, this is the Trump's Third Reich. I mean, have all the heated political conversations you want. I say this all the time. Battle it out, argue, although I don't think arguing on social media or with your relatives is ever a good idea, but that's America. Battle it out, argue it out, passionate, heated, but Cut it with the Nazi stuff. Like, enough. Enough with calling Trump Hitler. He was almost assassinated a year ago in Butler, Pennsylvania. We are at the anniversary of this. Selena Zito is going to be on the show tomorrow. Her new book on Butler, already a bestseller. The Compitori family wants answers. They still don't have them a year later. Corey Compitori lost his life that day. They still don't have answers. We don't have answers as to who Thomas Crooks was, what his motivations were. There's still so many unanswered questions from that day. We don't know for sure if it was the rhetoric of calling Trump Hitler, but it certainly doesn't help. And the problem, just like with these ICE agents who were assaulted, is that when you're constantly out there and you're saying that these are evil people and you've got to stop evil people, unhinged people are going to hear that and think that they're on the right side of this and that they're on the right side of good trying to stop this awful, awful presidency and the next Fuhrer. So that's what they believe in their minds, because they're not well people. They're not mentally well people. And so battle it out politically, argue passionately. But the Nazi, Hitler, Gestapo, and then this whole idea of doxing these ICE agents, where they want their names, their addresses to be public. And you've got two idiot grandstanding senators, including one of our own, New Jersey's own, Count Grandstangelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band, and Alex Padilla, with a new bill out saying that ICE agents have to be properly identified. Why? That is only done so that they can be doxed. Because wearing a mask, concealing your identity, going undercover like Donnie Brasco did to bring down the mafia, doesn't change due process. Due process happens in court. It doesn't happen in the interaction with law enforcement. I mean, there's due process they have to follow, because if they don't, the case gets tossed out of court. But whether or not their face is covered, their identity is clearly marked or not, what the Democrats are trying to do, again, is distract you. And they're trying to distract everybody because they want these Border Patrol agents and these ICE officers to be seen as part of Trump's Gestapo, his SS, his evil secret police. And that's what they're pushing. And they're doing this now because their base is crazy and they're still catering to their crazy, crazy base. There's nothing about protecting the officer's identity that in any way, shape, or form compromises anyone's due process. But it does protect the officers from drug cartels, from these MS-13 gang leaders. I mean, they made a movie about this back in 2013. Jake Gyllenhaal was in it called End of Watch. These two LAPD cops get gunned down by the cartels because they're going after the cartels. I mean, it's not a joke. Which is why when people go undercover, when cops go undercover and they infiltrate the mafia or they infiltrate the Klan or they infiltrate whatever, they conceal their identity. Just out of curiosity, do you think the people that are in the gang that they're infiltrating, do you think they have a right to know that that's an undercover officer? I'm just asking. Because according to the Democrats and the Atlantic and Axios, if the officer is not properly identifying themselves, then you've somehow violated their rights. So even though they're criminals and the purpose of the operation is to take them down by being undercover, using a fake identity, in some cases prosthetics to change your appearance so that they can't identify you with facial recognition or something like this. I mean, I don't know the exact lengths that officers use today when they're going undercover, whether they're infiltrating gangs, but I'm sure they do a lot to make sure that they can pass whatever smell test, sniff test, whatever you want to call it, so that their identity is not known and their family's not killed. Vice agents are protecting their identity in the course of bringing down hardened gang members and criminals. How does that change anything? Just like when Donnie Brasco goes and eventually gives the FBI everything he's got on the mafia, and then they go and arrest them. Yeah, at some point that all becomes part of the court process, and yeah, everybody knows now that he was an undercover FBI agent, and they're going to want to kill him, but that's part of the job. But the point is that a judge doesn't dismiss the case because he goes, well, you never told them you were a cop. You never told them that you were an FBI agent. You concealed your identity and said that you were a mafioso, and you weren't. And I'm throwing this whole case out because these guys have a right to know who they're dealing with here. And yet, that's where we are. So you have ICE agents who were attacked. You've got the grandstanding and the fake tears of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, comes out and says yesterday that the what do you call it? The I think he called it the black heart of the president or something like that. A putrid heart, something. Just seizing the moment. You know, the moment that he can seize, that he can turn around and he can say, ooh, Trump bad. Bad man. But you know who's defending ICE agents and Border Patrol agents? John Fetterman. That's right. John Fetterman is out there defending these agents and these officers because John Fetterman is smart. He knows politically the American people are on their side, too. Look, the American people support deportations. Deportations are the law. Bipartisan law passed by Congress. In fact, it was Bill Clinton. It was Barack Obama who were both up there at one point or another saying, we have to deport people. Every day I see stories about how, well, Obama still deported more people than Trump. You know, Tom Holman's out there like, we got to get these numbers up. And now the left is screaming that these deportations are criminal and inhumane. When at one point it was the position of both political parties that that's what you did. You deported criminals and illegal aliens, too. By the way, just for the record, the new Superman movie, because I saw it yesterday, it's not woke. And it's not a pro-illegal immigration message or any of the other nonsense. This idiot writer for Variety magazine, I don't even know if it's a magazine, Variety.com, I guess, the Hollywood site, was trying to gin up this fake controversy that MAGA was offended that Superman was an immigrant. First of all, I don't know anyone who doesn't know that Superman doesn't come from planet Earth. Like, I don't know anyone who doesn't know that. Secondly, the idea that anyone was outraged that they made a movie about Superman because he's not from here and that they actually pointed out during the movie that he's not from planet Earth and that somebody was outraged by that. No, that is a made up fugazi fake story by this idiot Hollywood reporter looking for some clicks, looking for some outrage. Luckily, the filmmakers in D.C. did not take the bait. That was smart of them because there's no outrage over this. But I saw the movie and, well, I liked it. It had nothing to do with illegal immigration. It was not a pro-illegal immigration movie. It was not about Superman wasn't rescuing people from ICE or the clutches of Border Patrol or anything stupid like that. It was nothing like that. So I just wanted to clear that up because these things have a tendency to gain fire on social media, to gain traction. And I'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But anyway, Peter Ducey today asked President Trump about what John Fetterman said. He actually had to read the tweet from John Fetterman twice because the president didn't really understand. Because the first time he read it, it was a little confusing to hear. So this is Ducey asking Trump about what John Fetterman, our own Pennsylvania senator, said. Democrat, of course. Take a listen.
And what would you think if I read you a quote from a lawmaker who says about ICE to abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that is inappropriate and outrageous? And I told you that that was Democrat John Fetterman.
Well, it's, by the way, I assume when you read that, because you paused in the middle, you're going to have to read that again without the pause. Could you read that again, please?
To abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that's inappropriate and outrageous.
So he's saying that to treat the people that did the shooting is...
To treat ICE officers.
Oh, okay, good. Because the way you read it, it really was the opposite. But that's okay. That's all right. I think that's what he meant. No, the new John Fetterman is exactly what you said. He's right. He's right. And we have to protect our police officers, and we will. And we have been. If you saw the stats released by the FBI the other day, the murder rate's way down, the lowest it's been in a long time. And that took place over the last 6 months. For the last 6 months, murder, it's a hell of a subject to have to talk about, but murder is way down at almost getting to be modern day records. So that's despite the fact that we have a lot of people that came into the country that shouldn't be here.
Hannibal Lecter, you kept him out. I mean, the great Hannibal Lecter. So, you know, that's part of the reason right there. No, but Fetterman is spot on with this because Fetterman knows that that's what he needs to say politically to survive in Pennsylvania, which is why people on the left are calling for him to drop out. There's another piece today written by a professor at some university in Pennsylvania saying John Fetterman needs to resign. This is a guy who married a woman who was an immigrant. And for him to say these things that ICE agents and Border Patrol agents should be protected, that's outrageous. John Fetterman has to go. It's another op-ed about that today. But Fetterman's smart enough to know that to win Pennsylvania, yeah, you gotta say these things because the majority of Americans are on your side with this. No doubt about it. And then to think about...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
what the other huge story, and this is brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Make sure you go see him today for your perfect smile. Make that implant consultation. Get a free implant consultation, VeneriaDental.com. The other huge, huge story is that James Comey, the former FBI director, John Brennan, former CIA director, both under federal investigation because of the Russia collusion hoax. Huge bombshell story by the CIA. The new CIA director, John Ratcliffe, coming out with this big bombshell story. The CIA now declassifying all these documents showing that these two guys knew the Steele dossier was a fugazi. They pushed it anyway, and they pushed it despite CIA and FBI experts saying it was a fugazi and telling them not to push it. That's right. And they did it anyway. Why'd they do it? Because they wanted to bring down the presidency of Donald Trump. That's why. That's why they did it. And as all this breaks right now, and these two are under investigation, and they should be under investigation for this, because Comey and Brennan and the other guy whose name is mentioned in this is James Clapper, these guys are criminals. They really are. They're criminals who lied. And particularly what is most egregious about this is they came up with this report to give to then-President Barack Obama about the Steele dossier and the Russia collusion. They briefed him on it, and then they leaked it to the media. So the media reported that the CIA and the NSA were briefing the President of the United States of America about Russia collusion, about the Steele dossier, thus giving it credibility to make everybody believe going into the election that Donald Trump was compromised by the Russians. In 2017, after the election's over, before Trump takes office, they're still pushing the Steele dossier. Why? Because they're hoping that they can bring down his presidency. That's why. They knew it was fake. Experts around them told them it was fake. The Steele dossier was discredited. Christopher Steele was fired as a confidential human informant by the FBI because they knew the guy was a liar. The whole thing was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign, and yet they kept pushing it anyway. Why? Because they wanted to bring down the presidency of Donald Trump. That's why. And they lied to Congress. Now, Brennan, Clapper, these guys should have been in prison years ago anyway for lying to Congress about the spying that was done in the American people, because they both lied under oath. I mean, even going further, John Brennan, as CIA director, if you ever see the movie The Report on Amazon, it's all about the bipartisan Senate committee they had investigating enhanced interrogation / torture. It was chaired, actually, by Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Well, John Brennan's CIA goons broke into the SCIF, that's the secure room that they had for the bipartisan Senate committee doing the investigation, and stole all their documents, stole all their stuff. But Obama was president, so nobody cared, and nothing happened to John Brennan. James Clapper testifies before the Senate, is asked point blank, are you spying on the American people? He says, no, that was a lie. They were spying on the American people. And we know all that because Edward Snowden would come out and he would let everybody know that. And he should also be in prison, not Snowden, but Clapper. And then Comey, as FBI director, pushes the Steele dossier, despite everybody telling him this is nuts. This is a fugazi. Brennan said the CIA was very much opposed to having any reference or inclusion in the Steele dossier in the intelligence community assessment, the ICA. But they did it anyway. And the mastermind behind all that is one James Comey. Now, they made James Comey into a hero. They made a movie about him on HBO. It was the guy from Dumb and Dumber. Not the Ace Ventura guy, the other guy, Jeff Daniels. He was in it. And they had him in it to play James Comey as a hero. And they made him a hero who was trying to bring down this president who was compromised by Russia. And if you watch the movie, and it's not very well done, but all the books that were made about Comey, and he was a hero after that, remember? When Trump fired him, he was a hero who was fired because he was trying to stop this Russian infiltrator, this guy who came into the White House and was this Manchurian candidate about to bring down the United States of America to help Russia. It was all a lie. So good, they're facing investigation. The president was asked about that today by Peter Ducey, what he thinks should happen to Brennan and to the FBI director, former FBI director James Comey. This is what he said.
James Comey and John Brennan now under criminal investigation related to the Trump-Russia probe. Do you want to see these two guys behind bars?
Well, I know nothing about it other than what I read today, but I will tell you, I think they're very dishonest people. I think they're crooked as hell, and maybe they have to pay a price for that. I believe they are truly bad people and dishonest people, so whatever happens, happens.
There you go. Whatever happens, happens. And we will get to the bottom of this. We have to, because it was the ultimate attempt to bring down the president. It was a failed coup against the president of the United States of America by the FBI director and the CIA director with the help of the NSA director. All right, a lot to come. Big announcement, though. Our next Politics and Pints. I'm so excited for this. So, you know, as I've been doing more stuff at Fox News, I've met some great people. I've met really, really great people. And one of those people that I met recently was on Jimmy Fallon's show with him a couple times, actually, and got to talking with him. And he tells me his book's coming out. And I said, why don't we do an event together in Philadelphia? And he said, that would be great. I'm talking, of course, about the one and only Giano Caldwell. That's right. Great Fox News contributor Giano Caldwell, who has a book about his brother who was murdered. And we are going to have our next Politics and Pints Speaker Series event with special guest Giano Caldwell, Thursday, July 31st, 7:30 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Easy to get to from Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Join me and Giano for this incredible evening. You'll get a signed copy of his memoir, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. And it all goes to help out with his incredible foundation, and it's a really incredible night. It's going to be a raw, real, timely discussion on personal loss, the future of American politics, and what it takes to heal a nation. The VIP tickets include exclusive and intimate pre-event opportunity with Giano Caldwell and me at 6 o'clock, signed copy of The Day My Brother Was Murdered, and a take-home Politics and Pints tumbler. Just go to 1210WPHG.com to get your tickets now. Thursday, July 31st, Giano Caldwell and me on stage together talking about his great book and what it means to be able, and President Trump endorsed his book recently, by the way, said it's incredibly important. So you don't want to miss this, and this event will sell out. Tickets are on sale now officially, 1210WPHG.com, Thursday, July 31st. Be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.